Today's Words of Wisdom, the International Human Rights Conference, will be presented in Formosan and Mandarin, with subtitles in Arabic, Oloxese or Vietnamese, Chinese, Dutch, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian,Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Thai, Turkish, and Urdu. More languages are available online. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
福尔摩沙台湾提报到他们是美丽之岛的意思，位于环太平洋火山，也就是地动区的西边角。因为地层落地运动不断进行，形成岛上雄伟的高山、山峦、平原、盆地、海岸线，甲一挂奇特的景观。
差不多有18400多种野生生物栖息伫岛内，其中20%以上是罕见或者是极为绝种的生物。
福尔摩沙虽然是一个小岛，上天却赐予伊一连串惊奇壮丽自然景观，北起古城镇甲原住民部落，密密的山脉，美丽水墙。甲雕刻精美的寺庙，
感动于因的诚心，甲对内在天国知识以及开悟的心地渴望。青海无上师祝阮福尔摩沙求道者的众多邀请，分享伊的智慧甲情地远见。
2007年年初，青海无上师回应了世界会会员心地的渴望。参加新年的庆祝活动，甲来自全世界大约10000名世界会会员以及贵宾，在福尔摩沙欢庆第二年的旧历新年。
1994年5月25日，福尔摩沙台湾台北举办国际人权大会，青海无上师在会中获颁世界人道主义领袖奖。以及被聘请为世界人权联盟英语总顾问，这项殊荣由国际人权联盟主席芭芭拉芬奇以及世界文化交流协会执行长丹凤梗颁奖。
现在邀请您收看国际人权大会这场青海无上师莅临的盛会。
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
事实上，越南人啊，是一个很有独立的民族。我知道，他们很有自尊心。他们不会喜欢出去流浪海外，托钵犯债，托钵世界的爱心这个样子。因为你们看，越南人4000年多，快5000年的离国的历史，从来没有一个人跑出去国外当难民的。你们看来，再看，我们贫穷的时候有债。以前比现在贫穷多啊，那个落后的时候贫穷都有，战争我们常常有，连中国人来那个越南啊渡户1000年了，他们也不会跑出去，法国人在那边控制他们100年，他们也不会跑出去，战争啊好几十年了，他们也不会跑出去，在那边常常有水灾天灾暴灾，他们也不会跑出去，为什么现在跑出去？ 为什么五千年才有几十万几百万人这样子出去，那么一起出去，男妇老幼，有钱的也跑，没有钱的也跑，政治人物也跑，普通的小民的也跑，你们想一想，这个因为上帝要让我们知道爱心是很宝贝，因为上帝要让我们知道自由主义是正确的，所以我们如果不容纳、不收容这些难民的话，我们背叛自己的理想，我们是最可怜的，不是那些难民，因为我们的理想啊，我们的灵魂啊，我们高雅的想法才重要，不是一个肉体的生命才重要。
这个是四年以前的那个压迫的情况，现在那个几年以后他们还继续做这些事情，还有恐吓继续对难民这么残暴，所以我们才那么着急要救他们，就给你们知道一点点，怕时间太多大家会不能留太久。现在继续节目九
递交百万人签名书，由台湾以及各国代表递交声援越南难民的百万人签名书，我们也请在场的民意代表、立法委员以及国大代表上台，接受我们这个百万人签名书。谢谢。
我们这个百万人签名共计有130多万。光是台湾就有100万，这个我们的签名的目的是希望自由的国家，尤其我们希望台湾政府能够收容越南难民，我们希望呢政府能够重视民意，这100多万人的民意，考虑接受现在在香港的越南难民，他们现在在面临生死的很重要的困境。我们希望这几位政府的民意代表代表我们100多万的民意，能够告诉我们的政府，希望他们能够正视这个考虑，因为这100多万非常的多，这只是一个部分而已，大家可以在那个刚刚的大会外面看到非常的多。
大会提案对于越南难民问题呢，本会也提供了许多的这个建议，那我们也恭请青海无上师为我们这个宣布这些提案好吗？
我们有写一封那个建议书啊，有关难民的事情，你们各位每个人都有一封啊在里面，嗯，有两样东西，一个就是我们为什么要互相帮助，一个就是我们怎么能够帮助难民的，各位回去可以自己看，不然我在这边讲了一些简单的简短的，比方说我们想到三个方法可以帮助难民。第一个方法，如果当地的接受难民的国家，比方说香港、菲律宾、泰国、马来西亚、印度尼西亚、印尼，不要遣返难民回去的话，不要逼死他们的话，我们会在那个营里面，或是在营的隔壁，或是在另外一个政府允许的地方，开一些工厂，开一些工作的那种做生意的职业，然后训练这些越南难民工作，给他们在那个国家的时候可以帮助他们自己，还有产出一些有利的贡献给国家，还有贡献给世界，这样子他们不用 给那个政府负担，我们可以继续帮助他们到他们愿意回越南为止。第二个方法就是，如果当地的接受难民的国家不接受我们那个第一个方案的话，比如说一定要赶他们出去，不让他们留在那个香港或是印尼等等，那我们可以要求那个联合国，意思说即使四个国家本来想签名想赶越南难民走，那些即使四个国家可以借给我们一块地，或是租给我们一块地，或是卖给我们一块地，然后我们可以把这些越南难民移到那边去，然后帮助他们住的地方、吃的地方，然后也是一样，帮助他们训练他们工作，开一些小工厂、大工厂，给他们有地方、有机会可以工作。其中这些国家可以给他们公民证，或是不给公民证，就看他们慷慨的那个程度。无论如何，我们会愿意帮助那些难民，经济的方面，还有人力的方面。有关这个事情，我们也顺便提醒，要求联合国记得他们自己写下来的规矩。比方说，在他们那个合起来写下去一本法律书，在那个12月16号1966，有三个主题。比方说，主题9、10和12，他们联合国里面还有很多有关人权、难民的，世界各国的难民和人权的那个法律和规矩。不过我在这边提三个主题而已，让各位参考。第9号。他说，任何人都有自由的权利，没有人应该没有那个理由被关起来的，没有人能够把一个人的那个自由的权利拿走的，除了那个人做什么犯法的事情。难民是不是犯法的人呢？他们为了政治，为了那个被那个压迫才跑到第二个国家去。那个主题10号，就是任何人啊被剥夺他的那个自由权利，应该大家给他一个尊严的对待了，尊重他们，因为每一个人啊都有尊严，还有那个他的那个自由的权利啊等等。那个12号，就是任何人啊要离开任何国家都可以的，包括他自己的国家等等等等。你们看啊，这个联合国他写下来的东西他自己要守诺言的，我们不是说拜托谁。这个是在大宪章那边，你们如果想看的话，可以要求联合国给你们一本，里面很多这种做不到的东西。第3，万一越南难民有一些人自愿要回去越南的话，我们希望越南的政府通过那个联合国会让我们送一些律师啊，我们会付钱给他们让他们到越南去检查，看看有没有被控制那个自由的权利。我们在这边中华民国禅定学会和所谓的贵科拥护的，还有所谓的拥护的金好朋友，还有国内的重要的政府人员和重要的宗教和慈善的团体，会拥护这些提案。谢谢各位。
如果各位同意青海有生之所提的提案，请大家以热烈的鼓掌声通过。 谢谢大家热烈的拥护。如果大家通过这个提案，请你们也可以把这张签署的签名单呢，签名带回交回我们大会。我们将要把今天在大会所有30几个国家代表的签名书，透过相关人员递给美国克林顿总统及联合国。我们最后有一份很重要的世界人权宣言，因为这份宣言大家手上都有一份啊，请大家仔细的看了之后，如果你同意这份宣言，也请你们签下你们的团体、国家跟姓名，交回给大会。我们将把这份宣言及刚刚那一份提案的通过签名联署，转交给美国的克林顿总统，请他push这几个有难民的国家，请他们考虑这几点原则。非常感谢各国亲爱的贵宾跟代表，我们今天国际人权大会呢就到此告一段落。我们希望呢在下一次也许还有更重要的好消息会告诉大家，请大家呢回到各个国家，能够把亲爱无上师刚刚支持难民的这些理念跟原则广为的发布给全世界知道。谢谢来自全世界各国的代表。我们谢谢来自美国的爱荷华州的州务卿芭芭拉女士与她的先生，还有世界文化交流协会的陈洪刚秘书长。我们更谢谢青海无上师，谢谢他们，还有谢谢今天非常非常多的台湾的民意代表、立法委员、国大代表，还有世界各国的媒体跟贵宾。我们谢谢大家，请大家一起热烈掌声为他们感谢他们。
Getting late, and I appreciate your sincerity. You've stayed so long. 那么晚呢，你们还留下来，我们非常非常敬佩。我不知道我就是那个主角的，我被放在这里。我认为大家坐一坐了，一起喝茶聊天，结果每次他们都习惯了放我在上面。You see, I think.Whatever you wanted to know, it was already made clear to you that we have to help our world, we have to preserve the loving and holy atmosphere for ourselves as well as for our next generations to come. The Vietnamese refugees are just one of the symbolicof the degrading state of our Earth planet. So we just have to fix it. And the cost is not much. The cost to uphold freedom, to uphold righteousness, to uphold human rights and humanitarian spirit is not much.So if anything that wasn't clear during the conference before, you could please ask me. If I can, I will answer you. Otherwise, you can ask Barbara. Yes, I thought it's for Barbara and Mr. Chen. And then when I come here, they tell me I have to sit here. It's a surprise. Yes, please.
The Australian government has been keeping Cambodian refugees detained in camps
right. In
Australia
that I know.
Since 1989.
I do not know.
There are now 40 left who have refused to be repatriated back to Cambodia because they fear what might happen to them back then.
Right.
And they now face forced repatriation. What would you recommend the Australian government be made to do with these 40 people to...what would be the most humanitarian thing the Australian government could do?
Only 40 people? Well, why don't you just take them somewhere, give them a house, a job? It's easier than to argue back and forth and to use a lot of time and energy just, you know, make noise. I guess the Cambodian situation now is more stable. It's pretty stable. But sometimes I read the newspapers... And things could be, you know, frightening at times. Or perhaps they prefer the more sunshining and free Australia. I don't blame them. When I went to your country, I also like to settle there. Big land, fresh air, green, and friendly people. Who doesn't want to stay there? So if there's only 40 people, just keep them, huh? It's a rare species in Australia, 40 Cambodian. Yes, make your country a father of many nations, okay? Remember, Australians were also once refugees. They came there as refugees. So why not treat them as, you know, people of the same boat? Very simple, 40 person. If you don't want them, give them to me. Give them to me. If you allow me to take care of them, I do it right away. Tell your government, no problem, okay? By the way, thank you for coming such far.
Until now, do you have make any proceed the Vietnam people in Hong Kong come to Taiwan, the Taiwan government have any difficulty?
We have written to your government, to the president, several times, but we did not have an answer.
Only write the letter?
Yes. What else can I do? Mm-hmm. Shall I come into the president palace and say I want to see him?
Yes.
I have no connection. I am a private citizen. 我是小明的嘛, 我没有权利,没有关系, 没有 lobby. I have no connection with many governments because I'm only a spiritual practitioner. And only recently, because of the Vietnamese refugees, that I run from one country to another to knock at the door of the compassionate governments. And Taiwan, I hope they will open. Okay?
I think maybe next week, maybe we can arrange our legislator in our Congress and make a public hearing and the government to settle this.
Thank you so much. We'll be very grateful to you. And God bless you. God bless you. Yes. Because, you see, many countries are afraid. I understand. I understand their fear. But why don't they ask themselves, if they do something right, why should they fear? And if they do something wrong, doesn't matter how much they fear, it is still wrong. You know what I mean? We have to do something right, even if we have to go against the whole world. That's why we are doing this for the refugees, even though we against the whole world. 74 countries at least, we do not fear because we know it is the right thing to do. Understand? Because if we do the right thing, we should not fear anyone, even the whole universe. If we do the wrong thing, even we look at the children, we should be ashamed. Yes, that's what I think.
May I ask one question?
Please.
Suppose like this is a problem of the refugee people in Hong Kong already have a good result. How do you think about another camp of refugees in Malaysia, in Thailand, in Singapore, or in Indonesia? What are they, their reaction about? There are many refugees that came over there. How do you resolve the next step? Thank you.
I'm already doing it. It just doesn't appear to you because many things I do are not open to the public. Except like today, we cannot do it underground because we have to present it to the government of Taiwan and we have support from different legislators as well as the Congress people. And also many governmental personnel. Therefore, we have to do it openly. Yes? Normally, when I do things for the refugees,
not many people know. Even my own so-called disciples do not know until there is some kind of, you know, adequate result or something that forced me to open it. Because anything that has not come into a little success, I would not like to announce it. And if I succeed, then everyone else will know. I don't have to announce it then. At the moment, I am still doing for the refugees from Philippines to Thailand to Malaysia. But there is not a concrete result. Therefore, I could not report to you. But I hope in the future, anything that so-called success, you will be informed. Is all right? Yes, I cannot tell things when it's not yet clear. All right? I'm doing it. All right? All right?
I think there is a right way. The United Nations, under the regulations of human rights,
right,
they are in a position to settle this problem.
Right.
Not only in Hong Kong, some other place else.
Right.
Because every nation, they are the membership of the United Nations. They have to accept any decision by the United Nations. And the United Nations, they are in a position to settle this problem.
Right.
We just how to carry out some way to,
yes,
apply or to negotiate with the United Nations,
right,
the right people. Mm-hmm. Because we have to remind them that you are responsible.
It's their duty.
Yeah, they have the responsibility to do this thing.
Yes.
Of course, privately, we can arrange with some other people by person to person. But the right way is United Nations. They have the right and in the position to settle this problem.
Of course, of course.
That's
You're right. You are right. You are right. And we have also written to the United Nations since several years. The whole world is infested by negative tendency. That's why we have war. That's why we have refugees. That's why we have brothers killing each other. That's why we have government suppressing their own citizens by all kind of violence. You see? Because the world is infected with many devil force. People who are supposed to be the protectors of mankind turn against us. So we have to do something. We have to take the initiative. We have to also be active in our duty. When such a body of so-called justice failed in their mission, we also have to help them to stand up. And if they cannot do it, then we do it ourselves. Because, after all, to rely on ourselves is the safest way, the best, the quickest. That's why we have to undertake this project, even though we are very busy. Or else, I'm busy enough taking refugees' problem into our hands make me a lot of extra work and a lot of sleepless night.
Madam Qinghai, you must be aware that this problem in the Philippines has been going on for quite a time. And I'm also invited to this because we were together at the different refugee camps in the Philippines, like Palawan and Bataan. But considering that the handling or administration of the refugees lies in the hands of the United Nations personnel, and the Philippines only play a minor role, which is the host country, now I feel that as we have been discussing this last night with our good friend from France, I was telling him that whatever problems that may arise in the camp, or let's say rejection or denial, repatriation, always belongs to the United Nations. Sometimes the Philippine government has nothing to do or no hand at all. So, as a private citizen like me, if I intend to offer a land for the refugee, how do we go about it? Since there was a total rejection on the government level, because the government would not like to be involved, especially when it comes to government talk. So, as a gesture of humanitarian concern for the refugee, can you suggest to us how we can go about it, find a way how we can circumvent the policy of the United Nations, assuming that, let's say, I have a land which I intend to, the first option that you have presented is to at least rent or lease land or provide land for the refugees.
Right.
Considering that I have acceded to that request, is it possible for me to develop that land and offer that to the refugee? And who will take care of that? Because for me, I'm not in a position unless Congress or the President of the Philippines would approve it. Now, the second option is granting of citizenship, which is, I think, very hard also. It has to pass through Congress. But my main concern, like you also, we can provide the land that you would like to give for these displaced people. But the only problem, the only setback is, will the government or the United Nations allow their stay,
that's right.
A long stay?
That's right. You know the problem very well. You know the answer. 3 years ago, we worked together. I wanted to rent your land, now you ask me. And we have signed contract and everything. And your land has been rented to me, ready for the refugees to move in. But the government do not want it to happen. Suppose I and you now do it underground. And we build everything for the refugees. We build a manufactory, we build everything. And then the government comes and say, look, they are not citizens of the Philippines, time to go home. And they throw them all out, confiscate all the manufacturers, saying that we are the illegal investors in your country. Then I'll be in more trouble. The problem, we had been working together 3 years ago. Remember, I rented your land, piece of land? Well, I cannot ask you for favor, so I have to say I buy it, so that you don't burden your country. I want to help the refugees by my own money, and just help me to do it. But, you know, 3 years passed, nothing from your government. I have written 2 more letters to Congress, to a senator, and another to chairman, the advisor of president, reminding them, please, answer me. Nothing so far. Do you think I can go there and just make a factory for the Vietnamese without your government blessing?
How about we do it in a business way, like a corporation? We put up a corporation, then run it like a business.
Fine, it's good.
Under the name also, Filipino, because
it's good.
In the Philippines, foreigners cannot own land.
Yes, but the Vietnamese has no Philippine residential permit. And now they are locked inside the camp. They're not even allowed to go out like before anymore. I wasn't allowed to come in to see them. I was allowed next to the gate, about that much. 5 minutes only. Now you think what I can do in your land?
I think the problem is not in the Philippine government side, but it's more on the policy of the United Nations. These are pressure or policy imposed.
Well,
on
you
the
know,
Philippine government.
You know very well. The world is infested. The world is not right. Everything you say, it seems like a joke to me. But nevertheless, because of the suffering of my people, I have to go on. I have to talk with people. I have to do the impossible thing. I have to do it to the end, until nothing else I can do. I try hard. I try my best until my last breath in this planet to help make people understand that to save others are to save ourselves. to help the Vietnamese refugees is to uphold freedom. Understand? I don't know what kind of policy most of the country runs. They run counter to their own ideology. They run counter to their own vows of liberty on the expense of the Vietnamese lives and spirits, and on the expense of freedom and dignity of the whole world. Any more questions? Sometimes I feel it's hopeless, but still I have to go on.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any one of our centers near you.
善良阁有环保意识的观众，真欢喜有恁收看今日的智慧之旗节目。明仔请继续收看《国际人权大会》第六集。桥段新闻了后，要播出《黄金时代新科技》，请继续收看无上师电视台。愿恁高雅的梦想拢会当实现，希望恁的生活拥有上天无边的爱。
Charitable viewers, it is a joy to have your eco-conscious company.For today's episode of Words of Wisdom, join us again tomorrow for part 6 of the International Human Rights Conference. Golden Age Technology is up next, right after noteworthy news. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. May your noble dreams be realized and your life be overflowed.With the boundless love from heaven.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.